Okay, today's daf is Nida, daf Samach Vav. Nida Samach Vav, big daf in Maseches Nida, a lot on this daf, and let's see how much as we could talk about, and we will start with Samach Hei Amid Beis. Tanu Rabbanan, we're in the last Perek Tinokes. Yesterday we discussed all about Dam Basulim and related issues, the different ages of the women involved. What about Loi Yizmana, Yizmana, Rasa, Bogeres, and Rav and Shmuel, who said like Rabbo Seinu, Lamaisa, Chazru, Venimnu, Baal, Be'ilas, Mitzvah, Uporesh, which is the Halacha Lamaisa. Okay, so we get to the next topic. Tanur Rabbanan, second to last line. Haroa Dam Machmas Tashmish. If a woman sees Dam Machmas Tashmish, woman who is with her husband, and after the moment after that she is with her husband, she is roed dam. And the question is, you know, what is this? Where did this dam come from? So we assume it somehow is connected to the tashmish. Rashi points out that we're no longer talking about besulim. Now we're talking about dam nidus. The worry is not that there was dam caused from besulim. That was the previous sugya. But that's why this is here, because it's a similar idea that it's dam during tashmish, not because of a non-problematic source, which was besulim, but because of a problematic source, possibly that this caused nidus, as we'll see soon. So Tanur Rabbanan, haroa dam achmas tashmish, mishameses pam rishona vishniya vishlishis. Woman could, it happened once, mishameses again, and again, three times we'll give you, because up until that point, as we learned, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it's not a chazaka, so we hold like that opinion in this context. So three times we give her. Mikan ve'eilach lo tishamish atshetiskarish. But after that, if this woman always is roa machmas tashmish with her husband, then there's no other choice except to get divorced. We'll talk about it in a few minutes, but the Gemara is going to talk about whether there could be a bedika done to determine whether this dam is coming from somewhere else. But Pashtus is that if there's no other choice, so tiskarish v'tinas ilacher, and then she marries somebody else. Just before we even continue the case, the Rishonim debate whether the chash here is that the Aver, it's the Maisa Bia somehow caused the Nida, or possibly the Chimud, which came up earlier in the Masechta, that's going to come up again today, B'Hashem on the bottom of some of Vavim and Aleph, Dam Chimud. As we know, when a woman is excited, the Gemara says maybe we're Choshesh that caused a Nidus to occur. So either way, either the Aver was Gorim, or the Chimud of the Tashmish itself was Gorim. So this is what has to happen. So B'Kan Ve'elach, we have to wait till she tries V'tidasi L'Acher, she gets married to somebody else. Why? Because we're Choshesh that if the Bia with the first one caused problems, but maybe the second one wouldn't cause problems. Not the exact same Maisabia. Nisis la'acher barasa dam achmas tashmish. What happened if she married somebody again, and then she was roadam? Mishameshes pam rishon vishdiya vishlishes. Again, three times. Bikan ve'eilach lo tashamish ashtetiskarish v'tenasi la'acher. Again, after three times, we make her get divorced, and she gets to marry somebody else. And nisis la'acher barasa dam achmas tashmish. Mishameshes pam rishona vishniya vishlishes. Three times, three people, right? Three people, you get to do all three. Mikan ve'eloch, after that, lo tashamish ad, shetiv dokatzba. We don't say she should get divorced, because then she's finished. But what she could do is a bedika. And the Rishonim, as I mentioned, discuss whether this bedika could even be done by the first husband. And the Gemara even mentions it, as we will see soon. So, lo tashamish ad, shetiv dok atzma. She has to check herself. Kate said, "Bodeka says atzma." How does she check herself? Mevia shvoferes ubetocha machol. She brings a type of tube, shvoferes ubetocha machol, and inside the tube is a type of stick, umoch munach al rosho. And there is a moch. There's a soft wad on the edge of the stick, and this is going to be a check, and she sticks it, she inserts it into herself. So the question is, im nimsa dam al rosh hamoch, if you find dam on the rosh hamoch, which is the edge, which is the uterus, via dua shvina makar huba, then you know it's coming from the makar. Lo nimsa dam al rosho, if you don't find on the tip but you find on the sides, via dua shvina sadan huba, so you know it came from the sides. There's a maka on the sides, maybe in the cervical canal, wherever it might be, and therefore it is not a problem. So the Gemara talks about the two cases: if you find dam on the tip, or if you find dam on the sides. What happens if you find dam? If you don't find dam, don't find dam. So that is a discussion in the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef quotes Pashas that one would be matir because we would be tola b'chol davar she'efshar litzlos. So the Beis Yosef quotes, other Achronim argue, that if one does not find dam at all. So this is the Bdika B'Shvaferis. Where did Shvaferis come up earlier in the Masechta? So we had at least once before, beginning of the third parak, beginning from Hapelas, on Chafal from Abayis, we spoke about whether if Dam comes out B'Shvaferis, is part of the Dam asering the woman, or being Metame, is it that it touches the sides of her body as it comes out, or is it just the result of having come out? So we spoke about Dam B'Shvaferis there, we spoke about a Tshuva of Shlomo Zalman, whether if a woman is having certain staining issues, is there a way to be motzi her Dam B'Shvaferis, and in that way she won't be Metame Mishum Nidas. So here's the... In our case, is the other case of Shvaferis in the Masechta, where you bring a Shvaferis to do this Bedika. The Achronim discuss, how do we categorize Roem Machmas Tashmish? How do we categorize this type of Re'iya? Most assume the Taz and the Shach in Kuf Pei Zayin. Kuf Pei Zayin is the Simen about Roem Machmas Tashmish in Shulchan Aruch Yerodeya. Most of the Shach and the Taz both assume that the Roem Machmas Tashmish is a type of vest. Type of vest. It's not Mishum Choli, which some minority of Achronim say. It's a sickness which we have to be worried about, and even though you're usually Tola Mishum Maka, here we're not Tola Mishum Maka, but most assume, the Taz and the Shach both assume, that it is a vest. Look at the first Pesachei Tshuva in Kuf Pei Zayin. Pesachei Tshuva quotes the Noda B'Yehuda, who assumes this. Ayin Tshuva Noda B'Yehuda. Shehimsi Heter L'Roa Machmas Tashmish. He came up with a Heter, the Noda B'Yehuda. What was his Heter? Be'im B'Shasha Rasa Machmas Tashmish. Adayin Lohay LaVes Kavua Klal. If when a woman sees Roa Machmas Tashmish, she doesn't have a Ves Kavua, let's see, it happens early. Early, doesn't matter when. We'll see in a few minutes. I'll mention it now. Because he's alluding to it a little bit implicitly. Roem Machmas Tashmish could come up, the problem could come up during the marriage or at the beginning of the marriage. Just because there's 10 years of marriage doesn't mean that things can't change. Says the Rama. The Rama writes, The Ein Chilik, Beinim Rasa Gimel Pamim Miyad Shenasa, Ubein Shenas Kalkala Acherkach, V'Rasa Gimel Pamim. It doesn't matter whether it is later on in the marriage or earlier in the marriage. Doesn't matter. Either way, it is a problem. As long as they are ritzufim. As long as they are ritzufim. Ve'elu gimel pamim tzrichim lios ritzufim. Aval mohai ritzufim. Meaning if there's a bia without dam. And then there's two bias with. And there's a bia without. But there's no pattern. But sometimes the bia is with and sometimes without. That's not roem machmas tashmish. Because haraya, if she has bia without seeing, so that proves that it's not a problem. But says the pisrei tshuva in the name of the Noda B'Yehuda. If a woman, when she starts having these problems, at that stage she does not have a ves kavua. And then after she becomes Roem Machmas Tashmish, she gets into that status, she gets a Ves Kavua, Bein B'Yimei HaChodesh, Bein B'Ves HaFlaga, doesn't matter if it's Chodesh or an interval, Mishum, so then there is, she loses her status of Roem Machmas Tashmish. Mishum Dehada Roem Machmas Tashmish, Asura Himitam Vest. Because Roem Machmas Tashmish is all at root in the category of a vest, da amrinan, kav ala vest, mas b'masa hatashmish. She's been kovei a vest, just like there's a vest for other onsim, and there's a vest for jumping, possibly, with days, there's a vest for this, as we spoke about, vest machmas ones, so there's a vest for tashmish. And we know, we learned in Kufpei Tes, the Vesh and Nikva Machmas Ones, Koshakovsa Varasa, Afilu Irakin Kamapamim, even if it happened many times, Eno Badin Ves Kavua, Imlo Kava Osoli Yamim, Raktivi Kamakam, Choshesh Shlom, Irakimapamim, Kamala Vesh Eno Kavua, Umeato, so we treat it as a Vesh She'eno Kavua if it's not linked to certain days. And we know, if a woman has a Ves She'eino Kavua, and then she gets a Ves Kavua, that overrides, that trumps the Ves She'eino Kavua. Umeyata Zeu Atzmo Din, Isha Haro Machmas Tashmish, Tari Ma Bein Kvitzel Tashmish. What's the difference? V'yim Kein, Kivadu Rak Ves She'eino Kavua, Lefiza Benidon Hanal, in our case, Kivad She'nikva LaVes Kavua, Shuv Ein Choshesha LaVes She'eino Kavua Klal, Afilu Lo Ne'ekar Adayin Ves She'eino Kavua. Even if she hasn't had any Bia yet, without Re'iyah, once she gets the new Ves Kavua, so then everything, the previous Ramat would be Ramor Machmas Tashmish would be Saf. Kamavur B'Shach, Sivkat and Mem, Afilo Igiya Adayin Yom Lamek, Kivashikva Yom Chav, Ein Tzarech Lachish, the Imkein Shuv Ein Tzarech Lachish, Leves HaTashmish Klal. Good, that was what the Noda B'Yehuda says, then he has other Sveikas, B'Shach Yesh Leves Kavua. What about the other way? If she has a Ves Kavua, and then she gets a Ramah, if she's, she gets a Ramah Mas Tashmish. So, the Ves Kavua hasn't been uprooted yet. So do we say, usually you have to be Choshish for a Ves Sheina Kavua along with a Ves Kavua. So does that apply here too or not? So he has that suffix. Anyway, that's the first Pische Tshuva in Kuf Pei Zayin, getting into the Sugyas of Ramah Machmas Tashmish. Good. So what does it say? After three people, after three husbands, you do this check, and then hopefully one will solve the problems. What do we do bizman hazeh? Would we rely on this check bizman hazeh? Baruch Hashem, hopefully this doesn't come up too often, but does it? Would this bedika work bizman hazeh? That's the machlokas we've shown him. The Raavad and the Ramban right here says we're not bekeen in this bedika to know exactly what to do. We'll talk more about the bedika soon. But we're not bekeen in it, so we don't do it. But the Rif and the Rambam and the Rush, the great Gedolei HaPoskim, in the Rishonim just quoted straight out, and they don't make a comment about it's not working. And the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah quoted as well. Shulchan Aruch says that we do this bedikah. The Shulchan Aruch just quotes the Gemara, and the Ramah adds, there is a day of Yesh Omrim, She'ein Anu Bekeen, Eze Mikri Machmas Tashmish, Ki Ein Bekeen Beshir HaNizkar, V'lachein Kol Sharoa Gimel Pamim, Samach LaTashmish, Mikri Lidion Machmas Tashmish, V'nei Esra'al Baila. Right, we're not Bekeen with how long, so if you see, very soon afterwards, so then what one would have to... One would have to be metame, but then the next if case that's where he says the bizman hazeh we're not pekiyin. But the next if a case of botekes notel shvaferes shel aver v'chulu and the hobedika from the Gemara is quoted and the Ramah says v'af bizman hazeh yishlis b'chabedika zu b'feirish tur beis yosef l'das harabam v'harash v'harash v'harifchin gas v'aran v'marami padua. So many rishonim say that this bedika would be done bizman hazeh. The Pisrei Tshuva again. Here quotes the Sifka on Yud Zayin, quotes the Tshuvas Emuna Shmuel, Shebetchilat Badak Shelo B'Shvaferes Bak Memoch, the Torah says, are there other types of bedikas to be done bizman hazeh with other soft materials? But either way, it seems like Rav HaPoskim assumed that one would be able, if it comes up, which is a potentially tragic situation, if it comes up bizman hazeh, one would be able to check to solve the problems. Okay. Says the Gemara, continuing the Braisa. So how do you do the Bedika? You put a moch on the edge of the Shvaferis with a machol in it, and we see where the dam comes out, on the edge or on the sides. Vaiter in the Braisa. V'im yesh la maka ba'oso mako. And if one knows that there is a maka, tola b'makasa. Right, then one can be told it on a maka. If we know that there is a separate maka, there was a wound, there is a fibroid, there's something in the boso mako. So tola b'makasa, major machlokes, a long ramaz about this as well. Are we even tola b'shas vesta, or is it only shalom b'shas vesta? Is it only a tliya if you know that there is a maka that is motzi dam? What about a maka that you know that there is, but you're not sure that if it's motzi dam, you just know that it's there. So these are all big discussions. Again, this is very halacha lemaisa in terms of makos, in terms of a woman who's having problem with staining issues, if she could get herself checked to know that if it's a maka or a maka shemotzi adam, which is a more definitive maka. So again, that's the big discussions here in Simen Kuf Pei Zayin Sif Hei. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this halacha: Im yesh la maka ba'oso mako tolin b'dam makasa v'im dam makasa mishum v'dam riyasa in tolin. Right? If it's a different type of blood, then you wouldn't be tolin. And the Ramah quotes with long nosei kalims related to when are you tola? Only a motzi adam or not? And what about even shas vesta? Okay, says the Gemara though, continuing. So Mishla tola b'makasa, v'mishla vest, tola b'vesta. And if she has a vest, we're tola it on her vest. What does that mean? Machlokas Rashi Rambam. Rashi here says, im yeshla vest, fourth line in Rashi, l'kilkul hazeh. If there is a vest for this problem, she'ena roa kol shoa machmas tashmish, she doesn't always see machmas tashmish, el leprakim, but certain intervals. So tola b'vest, u'mishameshes b'lo b'dika b'vest b'vest. If she doesn't always see b'shas bia, only at certain times, then we're not tola it on the bia, we're tola it on the vest. The Rambam says that, no, it sounds like the case is, she was avar v'shimsha samach l'vesta. So Mieshla vest, if she was Ramach Mastashvish, but it was because there was a Bia Bashar's vest, so then she could be told on the vest and not on the Bia, even though she shouldn't have done that in the first place. She violated the din that we saw yesterday of the Arzarua 2 days ago on Slamak Gimel Amabez. She violated the Prisha Samach Laona, so that was what she violated, but if she did, that it would help her in terms of being toled on her vest. And if her dam malka is mishuna, you can tell the difference between the color of the re'iya and the color of the maka, ain't a tola, so then you can't be toled on her maka, obviously, because her maka is mishuna. Again, v'zmanazeh, we are not bekiyin, as we saw earlier in the end of the second parak. We already said that we're not bekiyin. Rav Ashi said, back on Daf Chaf, if you remember, Rav Ashi even said, great Amoraim, Rashi even said that he doesn't know the difference between the different types of dam, the dam the color, the tahar looking and the tummy looking, so therefore Rav Ashi already didn't see. But if a woman theoretically had a different re'iyah, different color re'iyah for the makkah and the re'iyah, so then she would be able to be, she would not be able to be tola. V'ne'emenes isha lomar, makkah yeshli b'makar shmimena dam yotzei, divrei Rebbe. And Rebbe has on that a woman would be b'ne'eman, ne'emenes, to say that she has the makkah that is motzi dam. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Reb Shimon Gamliel adds though, yes, that's true, that maybe she wouldn't be Neseres Abayla, but Damaka, Habamana Makar Tameh. But the Damaka that would be by the Makar, because it was in the Makom of the Makar, it would be Tameh. Verabo Seinu Heidu al Damamaka, Habana Makar Shu Tar, and the Rabo Seinu are made that is Tar. As we had earlier, Mai Binayu, Amar Ula, Makar Makabo Tameh, Ike Binayu, the Machlokas, which we had earlier in the Masechta, do we say that Dam, because it passed by and it was in the spot of the Makar, even if it did not originate there, or it has a different reason for its origination, for where it comes from, a Maka, still we might say, be Matame that Dam, because of the principle of Makar Makomotame, that is the Machlokas. Okay, Adkan Divrei Habraisa. The principle of Romach Mastashvish, the Bedika that's done, and all the extra details of if there's a Maka, and if there's a vest, and if it's different, then do we trust a woman? Ask the Gemara, Shvaferes, Afguri Mefagrele. Aren't we worried by the Shvaferes that she is going to get scratched? It's very dangerous to stick something in, right? Did they have, you think they had types of instruments so skinny like we have today with the millimeters and, no, it's probably a little thicker. So the question is, aren't we worried that it might scratch her? And therefore might scratch her from another place, not the makar, but the dam will be dragged to the makar, and then we'll think that she's tummy, even though she's not tummy. So Amar Shmuel, no. Shmuel, the doctor says, b'shvafer shalever, use a metal type of pipe, of a tube. Aver is lead, which is smooth on the outside. Again, very thin pipe that one won't hurt her. Upia ratzavotocha, and the tip is folded in. So again, there's no sharp edges. A very small instrument put in order to test. As you mentioned before, I asked Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, why don't we check after the third bia of the Baal Rishon? Rashi, why don't we check? Why don't we allow her? Tishamesh, right? Rashi says, right? Rashi's suggestion is, why don't we suggest it to her? Tosfos, how does he understand the question? Quotes Rashi, mitok lishono mashma, da asur l'risha afilu b'dika. Sounds like that Rashi, according to Rashi, the question is, why don't we allow it? Because it sounds like we don't allow it. We wouldn't allow it for the first one. So why don't we allow it for the first one? That's Rashi's upshot of the question. The answer is going to be, for some reason, we don't allow it. Tosfos is saying no. Tosfos says that maybe we should mandate it for the Rishon. Not just, you know, why don't we suggest that? We should mandate it. We should be mechayev. That's what it means. And Lamaisa. Lamaisa, you go down one level, it's allowed. According to Rashi, it's not allowed, and the question is, why isn't it allowed? According to Tosfos, it is allowed, and the question is, why isn't it mandated? So that's a very important machlokas, what the starting point is for Rashi and for Tosfos. Okay, so that's the question. Why don't we either allow it or mandate it by the first one? Amalei, lefisha ein kala etzvo shavos. Because not every etzva is equal. Etzva is a euphemism for the Aver Hazachar, etzvo shavos, meaning that we'd rather, this is a chiddush, but we'd rather, according to Rashi, have her get divorced and have a bia with no problem, because the maisa bia between a different husband and this woman might not cause any problems, and the first husband, maybe sometimes it will, sometimes it won't, but, you know, maybe she'll always be living besafik. And maybe if she doesn't do her bedika properly, maybe she'll be living with a possible iser kares every time she's together with her husband, if it really is causing nidus. And we can't take that chance, so that is why we'd rather have her try it with a different husband. Again, after the third husband, there's no choice. We want her to be able to have a husband, and therefore, we say that by the third husband, the bedikah is okay, but by the first husband, according to Rashi, we would not allow it. According to Tosfos, we wouldn't mandate it because of that worry. Okay, so we now understand now why we won't mandate or suggest it by the first husband, but what about by the third husband after the first bia? She already had two husbands, but it happened three times. So it's very probable it's going to happen with his husband after three times. So why don't we, after the first bia, already say, do the bedika. Because not every maisa bia is the same. Certain maisa bias might be with certain levels of strength, and other maisa bias, even if the first one caused bleeding, maybe the others would not. Maybe the first one was too powerful, and therefore one should not judge by the first one, and we just allow the second and the third one before we make her do the bedika. Story. A woman came in front of Rebbe, who was having the shilas of Roma Machmas Tashmish, and Rebbe said to Avdon, maybe one of his friends, his servants, Zilba, not Eved, it's with an olive, but somebody named Avdon, he said to him, Zilbasa, go scare her, go shock her. Azal Basa, and he went and like said, boo, right there from behind the wall, Basa, and all of a sudden, enough of a man of Harara is dam, a chunk of dam, a Harara, as we had in the third parak, Harara's dam fell out, Amarebi, Nisrapazos. No more problems, go back and be with your husband. This was the source of it all. Rebbe knew that this was a problem for some women, so he was able to do this and solve the woman's problem. Same, a woman who came in front of Shmuel. Amarle l'Rav Dimi bar Yosef Zilbasa. He tried the same solution. Azalbasa v'lo nafal mimena v'lo midi. Nothing fell out of her. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said, sorry, I tried. Zuma malav and ofetzes. This woman is full. Full of dam, and it's spreading and it's scattering whenever she has the bia. The zotakana, and therefore the only way is to do the bedika that was mentioned earlier. Third, we had Rebbe, we had Shmuel, now we have Rebbe Yochanan. He does look at Rebbe Yochanan to call Amos to have a salka mitzvah mitzvah havis kachaz yadama. A woman came in front of Rebbe Yochanan, and every time she went up from a tefillas mitzvah kachaz yadama, she would see dam. I don't know if this is the case, like the Gemara says in brachas, like Rebbe Yochanan used to sit outside the base tefillah. I don't know if this was one of those times when Rebbe Yochanan was sitting outside. But the woman came in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Whenever she came back from a tefillah, meaning the night of her tefillah, whenever she was with her husband, she always saw dam that night. So Amar Lei. So and the other time she didn't. She didn't understand. So Amar Lei. So Rabbi Yochanan answers Shema Dimas Irech Olsabich. Maybe the Dima from the word demon, the shade. Some negative ayin hara shade from your city is in you. Why? Because we're assuming that maybe the other women in the city might have seen her coming from the tefillah mitzvah and they were jealous of her. So he says, you know, try to do something in private and see what happens without any other women seeing you. Because, you know, it might be because of the ayin hara that they are casting on you. Rashi says, "Benos irech shayim miskanos bech bechiba." The other people of your city, right, that are the women that are eyeing you inappropriately. The concept of ayin hara. So lechivi he ba'ali lo agabi anar. When you go by the river, do it privately so nobody sees you, and then see what happens. And kachave, and she didn't have the problem. Or he said, or the opposite. Go tell your friends what's happening. And they're not going to be jealous. They're not going to give you an ayin hara. Go do that. Just like they're with you on this side, they're being mazik you, so to speak, with their ayin hara. They'll be with you on the other side so that they won't look at you askance because they don't know. Right? It's a big Musar Haskel. A lot of times we look at people and their situations and we think everything is hunky-dory, we think everything is beautiful, we don't know what's going on behind closed doors. You know, we think and we're jealous and we wish and right, the grass is always greener and we're not some ech b'chalkenu. And then, you know, when it comes down to it, sometimes we even find out. Like, really? We don't even know that's what's been happening. That's what he or she has been dealing with. So we have to always realize that just to focus on ourselves and not worry about anybody else's package in life. So either Rabbi Yochanan told her, go down to the river, or, and he says, either to be megala it to your friends so that they realize that it's not all great, the ikad amar, or says the Gemara, Amar Lo, this is what he said, Galei l'chavro sayach, reveal it to your friends, kiecha de libar l'charachamim, so that they daven for you. Titania, v'tamei tamei yikra, as it says by the Mitzora, he has to sit, everybody has to go outside and see him sitting out there all by himself, tzarach lo diya tzarach l'rabim, and he has to let people know, so that they cry for him. V'rabim, v'akshim ala rachamim, so many ask for rachamim, so that he gets better. Right? Tosa says here in Kihechi, I quoted Rashi. Rashi says that maybe it's the other women that are miskana. Tosa quotes the Aruch, who says what I said. Sheshaltu b'cha einayim lehisrachek mi ba'alech. Todim achshav, sh'ad bas domim merubim, sh'banecha merubim yosef, yinu einayim bach, v'yomro ashreya sh'damim merubim. Right? Maybe they'll give you a bracha instead, so that they won't worry about have tsaris ayin to you, they won't make me miskana in you. It's a good question why they weren't told it, why he wasn't told it on Lel Tevila. Rabbi Yochanan gave her this whole option, why wasn't he told it on Lel Tevila? And then she could be, maybe she has a vest for Lel Tevila, and then she would be able to be with her husband on any other night. Why didn't he just suggest that? The Sidri Tara wonders. So he quotes that maybe because vest is Durabban and he was Mako. And he didn't want to be told a dafka every Lel Tevila, they wouldn't be together. Or the kivat shiras the tamid b'kinisas la'ir muchav shadima karemis Lel Tevila. So because it happened right when she came into the city, even without the bia, even without the tefila, so it's pretty clear that it wasn't just the tefila. So he discusses that that's why it was occurring. And he didn't want to be told on a Lel Tevila because then she wouldn't be able to be with her husband or any of the times. Okay, Amar Rav Yosef Avi Udim Papadisa V'itzi. Rav Yosef just adds on that there was a story in Papadisa, this occurred, and once he was megala to the women or hit it, she was healed. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Here we go. Says Rav, Hiskin Rebbe B'Sados. Rebbe was misakin in Sados. Sados, you would have said it means the fields, but Rashi here says it is a place of Einan B'nei Torah. Einan B'nei Torah. So Rebbe was misakin in Sados as follows. This is the couple stages of what we have Lamaisa today. Ra'asa yom echad. It's somewhat difficult, right? This could have been the first few lines in the entire Masechta. But somewhat is difficult. A couple of dafim in this Masechta have discussed Nida and Zava and the Pischei Nida and figuring it out. The woman doesn't know if she's a Nava, she's a Nida. When did the Re'iyah start? When does it continue? What if it's Shofa'as? Somewhat complicated. Imagining a woman to try to keep her 18-day cycle to know exactly when is she in Nida, when is she a Zava, and when is Shemeres Yom Kereged Yom, and when does it start? Nida, does it require Shemeres Kiyim, or Zava requires Shemeres Kiyim, is she a Shemeres Yom Kereged Yom? It's not so simple. So, Rav saw this and said, I'm going to be misaking something that's going to help them. It's going to be a chumrah, but it's going to help them. So here's going to Rebbe Besados. Rasa yom echad teshiv shisha vehu. If a woman sees one day, if a woman has any re'iyah of one on a certain day, she has to wait besides that day another 6 days. Because we're worried that maybe this is the start. Who knows what she happened yesterday or 3 days ago? Today, this might be the start of her Yemei Nida, and therefore she has to wait another 6 days. She's a Surah Labayla for another 6 days. If she sees today is day one, and then another 6 days. Shnayim, if she sees 2 days, so maybe Teishev, Shisha Vahein. She has to wait six. Why? Because maybe the first day was the last day of her days of Ziva, and the second day was her first days of Nida. So she has to wait 6 days besides, 6 days after the second day that she sees, just in case. Shlosha, if she sees 3 days in a row, so now switch. Now the Chumra isn't assuming that she is a Nida, but now the Chumra is assuming that maybe all 3 days were in her days of Ziva, and therefore Teshev Shivinakiyam, she has to be Choshes, that maybe all three were in her days of Ziva, and she has to wait Shivinakiyam. That is what first stage of the the takana was, Rav said that any woman who sees 3 days in a row, so she has to wait Shiva Nekiyah. If she sees 1 or 2 days in a row, then she has to wait 6 besides those days of Re'iyah, not Nekiyah, because we're worried that she is a Nida in those cases. That is the background. But then we get to the famous Rabbi Zeira. Amar Rabbi Zeira, the most famous line of Rabbi Zeira in this Masechta, maybe not in Shas, but known as the Chumra de Rabbi Zeira. Benos Yisrael Echmir Alatzman, Benos Yisrael were Machmir on themselves. Fascinating formulation. Why it's formulated like this? Interesting. We'll talk about it a little bit. Even if they see a drop of blood, a tiny dot, Yosheves Aleha Shiva Nekiyim. They wait Shiva Nekiyim. If they see it, Tipas Dam Chardol. Shiva Nekiyim. Meaning even one day. It used to be, even if they have a Re'iyah on one day, they only have to wait 6 days, not Nekiyim. Now it's a double Chumra. It's not only if you see a tiny amount, but if you see a tiny amount, no matter what, you have to wait Shiva Nekiyim and not just 6 other days. Even though for sure, right? Not for sure, but possibly she's not a Zava, but maybe from beforehand, she had 3 days before, and she's still in the days of Zivish, Nevi Hashem Nekiyim, Lamaisa, this is what we paskin, Rabbi Zeira, that, Tipetam Gachardul Yosheves Alav Shiva Nekiyim. And the Tosfos HaRosh here says, adds on, what is the extra usage, the line of Afilu Tipetam Gachardul, what's the emphasis of a tiny drop? So says the Tosfos HaRosh right here, towards the bottom of the page, that you might have thought that if she has a re'iyah, okay, you could say if she has a large re'iyah, then maybe this is connected, it started earlier, and there's more of a chash that she is a zava, but if she only has a tiny dot, should we really be worried that this is a ziva? V'yesh lomar. And since she only saw a tiny job, it must be that today's the only day that she sees, and it's Mayana Sasum. Kamashbalon, we don't say that. Even Tibestam Kachardo, that is good enough for us to be Machmir. Fascinating that the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Lamed Aleph, when the Gemara is telling us the halacha of halacha psuka, that before we daven, we're not supposed to be involved in other things, even in in-depth learning. We're not supposed to be studying something so deeply before we daven, because we shouldn't be thinking about it while we daven. You know, we might say, it should be my worst avera that I'm thinking about learning while I daven, but we have to do everything we can to try to think about davening when we daven. You're right. Thinking about learning when we daven is better than thinking about other things when we daven, but it's still not the best about thinking about davening when we daven. So before davening, we're supposed to be waiting and seeing. So the Gemara says, according to Shulchan Aruch, that any halacha psuka, if it's a straightforward halacha, so then one is able to do that before learning. What is halacha psuka? So the Gemara gives 3 examples. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanon, Ein omdim lehispalo, lo mitoch din, velo mitoch tver halacha, ele mitoch halacha psuka. Ve'yichidavi halacha psuka. First one, ki hadar abzeira damer abzeira, but osi zirah lachmir alatzman shafilu rov sibatam kechardo yoshevus alav shevetekiyim. Rav Vosner, another achronim, make the ha'ara that it's halacha psuka. Even though the formulation is hechmiru alatzman, it's those women that will machmir on themselves. Lamaisa, it's not a chumra. Lamaisa, it's a din, and we don't find any kulas for Shiva Nekiyim. Right, we might find kulas, as we mentioned earlier, maybe for the 5 days, take out 1 day for sure, the 5th day of the Truma Sadeshed, and other times maybe we could be Mekel, but Shiva Nekiyim, there are no kulas. Tibas Dam Gachardol, that is the first halacha psuka. So it's fascinating that the 3 halacha psukas that are given in Brachas, one is in Taharis, one is in Zeraim, and one is in Kachim. Right? Doesn't say anything in Arachayim. So number one, Tzibat HaBechardol, and the second one, Rava suggests, maybe it's Raboshia, about Ma'arim Adam Al-Tfuaso, a person can bring his Tfuah into his house, not through the front door, in order to prevent the Chiv of Trumas and Maestros from kicking in. And the third day of there is the Din of Rafuna, that if somebody bloodlets a Karban, HaMekez Dabim HaMas Kachim, so Aser Bahana Umal and Bo. It's still an Isser Hana to get any benefit from that Kachim Mual and Bo. And there's an Isser Me'ila, even though there's no Me'ila by the Dam, but that's only after it was used. But by Dam HaKaza, there is Me'ila by it. Okay, anyway, that's Brachas Laman Aleph, the 3 halacha psukas, the first one being the Din of Rebbe Zeira. The Rav Shlomo Zalman has in a Shuva, Shlomo Zalman in the Mincha Shlomo, Chelik Beis, Simenayin Beis, he talks about the Galya Maseches. It's quoted by other Achronim, and generally we do not accept his Galya Maseches. Says Shlomo Zalman, Matzasi B'shuvas Galya Maseches, Shemitzadei Lomar, De'ikar Meimer Derav Zera, Lo Havi Mitakanes Chachamim, Ela Benos Yisrael, Heime Echimiro Latzman, Chumer Zumei Atzman. Right against the diak that we just said. Lefichach, roi lomar bepshitus, al inyan chumer derab zera, dibikau niftaran himena. Any type of kula you could use, you could get out of it. Hainu, bechol inyan v'chol makom, sheish ezet tzad, litzadeh lohakel, yesh lohakel. V'yavagav demash v'sham midvarav. Now Shlomo Zalman is talking. Shemitzadeh lohakel gamlin yezesh lo nachshos afilo of the kanas rebi, ulohachach vavnikiyim behu, become lakam lanias daiti, shagam al gavra rabba dichvase, ein lismok baze beshumpanim vaofan, kiva dihu atzmo lokas of chidish ze ela al tnai. If anybody ever opened up the Galya Masechta himself, you'll see he says that only al tnai, im yiskavlu advarim be'ine achachamim, vare chazinon, shatfilo lomoshe, vachsam sofer, shevinu kodem lohelu klal daitam slotadik kuluzu, gabamaka mrs. Piri Verivia, vichshash shel gerishin. We're not mako when it comes to Rebzera, shevinikiyim. Vigam, kima denaktinam lochachmer kchumer de Rebzera, gam bedam tohar. We mentioned, right, even dam tohar, right, the Rambam quotes different minhagim, but the minhag lemaisa today is that we're not boal dam tohar. That was also included in the chumer de Rebzera. Ubik samim de Rabbanan, mistaver de chashav ledidan kedin gomer velorak kchumra, sheefsher gam. It's not considered a chumra today. It's considered a din. And then he quotes other diukim and rayas, but that is what we hold. And then he quotes the Meiri from Brachas. Vayin gam b'Meiri Brachas laman alef shemachalik din nida legimel sugim nida de oraisa nida, interesting Meiri, nida shel chachamim, that's takanas Rebbe, and nida shel benos Yisrael. That's what he calls the Chumra de Rebzera. So he says, Mashma nami midvarav de kiltfei midrabanan, ela shafal pikein misayim sham, the Miris finishes there, de chachamim kiblu v'kimu as derayim ba'asa uhu kehalacha psuka shein ala tshuva. So you don't need Ravazner on the Achronim. But Miri says it beferish. The Miri in Brachas Laman Aleph says that it's accepted as alacha psuka. Maybe that's the chiddush of that Gemara, why he quotes it there. You have to just analyze the other two, why the other two are quoted, but especially this one. V'lachein l'anias daiti k'da'amr n'shagab b'nido didon in l'hakel v'shrichen v'adil esnayin b'chumad d'rabzera, even if it's b'makam p'ravu, b'makam that it could cause major problems. Chumra de Rebzera, you need Shivan Akiyam. This does not mean that you can't have kulos within Shivan Akiyam. Right, as we know, the suggestion is given, halacha, during Shivan Akiyam, a woman wears white undergarments. That, maybe, in certain situations, a woman is having standing issues, maybe we can be Mekel on. Because that's not saying she's not having Shivan Akiyam. She's having Shivan Akiyam. Or being reminded in some of the bedikas of Shivan Akiyam. Not all of them, but in some of them. So again, she's having Shivan Akiyam. We're just being maker within the Shivan Akiyam. So that's 100, that's fine. If there is a certain type of tzarech. But it doesn't mean that there is no Shivan Akiyam at all. At all, the halacha is started off as the chumra Rebbe Zera, and the nasha, benos Yisrael HaChmira Latzman, but we hold that it is a bona fide halacha. Good. Weiter. Adrei Rava l'Rav Shmuel. Rava once took Rav Shmuel for a walk. V'darash, and he said to him, Kashta shnei yamim v'lishlishi pila. If a woman had 2 days of koshi, 2 days of pain in childbirth, right? This takes us back to the previous parak. That's discussed all about childbirth and koshi, parak Yosei Dofin. We had a big discussions of that. So Kashta shnei yamim v'lishlishi pila. On the third day, she had a miscarriage. If it would have led to a birth, so then Memela, the Koshi is not deemed as Damnida or Damziva because it was attributed to the birth. But here she did not have a baby. She had a stillborn. She had a pila. She had a miscarriage. So Teshi, Shivanakiyam. So she has to sit Shivanakiyam for that. Why? In Savar, in Kishulun Falim. Because Rava says, in Kishulun Falim, there is no Kishi that we can attribute to a Nefel, only to a baby. The Efshalab seals like ever below Dam, and because of that, you know the kever, you know the uterus opened, and the Efshalab seals like ever, there must have been Dam that came out. Amalei Rav Papa L'Rava, so my Aryeh Kashdash Deyamin, why do you give such a case that we have to be Mach Refilu Mashu Ba'alma? Forget 2 days and then a birth, even a tiny drop. Tamar Abzera, but also we're a lot so much. Refilu Rose Tiba Dam Kachardo Yoshva Salaf Shiva Nakiyim. So what are you giving me that case for? There's even bigger Chiddush. The Din of Rabbi Zera. Amalei Amino Chana Isur Avat Amrei Minhaga. You're telling me, I'm telling you an Isser, a din, and you're telling me a minog that started off as a minog at least. Hechad achmer achmer, hechad lo achmer lo achmer. I'm telling you a din, right? You're telling me that, even in a case where the people aren't machmir, Rashi, Isura, Afilo Echad lo machmir, Tezra Karchem in the Torah. I'm telling you a din that it doesn't matter what people would have accepted originally. This is the din. You're telling me something that was accepted originally as a chumrah and became a din. So there's a big difference. I want to tell you a din that per se is a din separate from people's behavior. Tavua Neser Bechamin Litvok Kamatim Al Gabi Gamal Simen. That is the next six statements that we're going to have in the name of Rava. Rava is about to tell us six halachas that have to do with Nida and Tevila. So this is the Simen, the Shlach HaKadosh always says, just to say over those Simanim, that this is Pasha's a mnemonic for us to remember, to help us remember the next set of statements of Rava. So the first one is Tavuha, as you see. So Amar Rava number one. Tavuha Linase. This came up once before. Tavuha Linase. The second that a woman is Nitva, somebody was, a woman was asked to get married. Tavuha Linase Vinis Paisa, and she agrees to it. She asked to be Shivanikiyam. This is the sugya that's called Dam Chimud. Maybe because of her desire to be with her husband and her acceptance of wanting to get married, so she has to wait Shivanikiyam. She waits Shivanikiyam in order to make sure that there is no Dam. Dam Chimud Pashtus. Pashtus is what? So, machlokas Rishonim. Some Rishonim assume that Dam Chimud is Tahor. Dam Chimud is Tahor. The Rashba and the Ran both say that the Dam Chimud is Tahor. The Cheshek Shlomo Kluger, in the back of the Gemara, has this in a diyuk on that Gemara that we had earlier on Daf Chaf. Remember the Gemara Daf Chaf in Mabez? The story of Ifra Hormiz. The Ifra Hormiz, the mother of Shvermaka, sent all of her damim to Rava. Rava was a big bucky. And every time she sent damim to Rava, Rava was able to smell it even. And say, oh, this is Dam Chimud, this is Dam Nida, this is that. And one of the times, he said, Pasha, she sent to him, is this Tami, is this Tar? And he said, don't worry about it, it's Dam Chimud. So it sounds like the Rashba over there, it sounds like from that Gemara, that Dam Chimud, it's a different category of Dam, but it's Tar. Right? That's why he said back, oh, it's Dam Chimud, don't worry about it. And then remember the case that Siata Deshmaya had it, that there was one dam, she sent him 60 dams, and he could figure out 59, but one of them he couldn't, and one of them was from a louse, and it happened to be on the way back that a louse got stuck, got mushed into the dam, and therefore she thought that this was coming from him. That was the great story that we had earlier at the end of the second paragraph on Chafim Abeis. So that's Dam Chimud. So many Rishonim assume it's Dam Tohar, it's not Tameh. The Rambam assumes in Isuria Bia Pashas that it is Dam It's Dam Tame, and that's what many other Rishonim agree think as well. So Tavuha Linase, she has to wait Shivan Akiyim. Ravina Yasagle Labre Bay Rav Chanina. Ravina was marrying off his son to the daughter of Rabbi Chanina. Amalai, Saulei Man Lamichta Ksuba La Ba Yom. So he asked him, you know, should we get married? Should we write the Ksuba in 4 days? We need, let's get married in 4 days. Let's get our children married. Amalai, in wonderful. Kimatal Arbasa, when 4 days come, and Rabbi Chanina gets getting ready for the wedding, Natra Rabba Achrina. So Ravina waits another 4 days. Iakiv Shiva Yome. Right, Basar Hu Yoma. So altogether, it was 7 days from, besides the day that she was Nispaisa. Amalei my eyes. He says, what are you delaying for? Amalei, lo savar lo mar, lo hadarava. Don't you hold of Rava? Dama Rava. Tavuoli nasiv Nispaisa, sricha leisha shivitakiyim. Don't you hold of the dam chimur alacha? So Amalei, wait a second. Amar de Amar Rava bigadola, de chaziadama. I thought Rava only said it by a gadola that has seen dam before. So we're worried that the chimud causes the dam nida. Avo biktana de chaziadama miyamar. But my daughter's very young. She's a ktana. Amar le no, but fair shama Rava. Rava says no. I heard that Rava said no difference. Loshna gadola, loshna ktana. Gadola time in my mishum de machamda, ktana nami machamda. So we're worried about both. Right? They're worried about dam chimud. It doesn't matter whether, what age she is. That's how I heard Rava, and that's why I delayed the wedding. Good. The Taz in Kuf Tzadik Beis, where this is quoted, Lamaisa, it is a Lamaisa halacha. We've never heard of this halacha, many of us, but it's halacha. I mean, why does it come up? Because women know that they're getting married 6 months, or a month at least, before, you know, whatever circles one is in, you know, before they get married. But the Shulchan Aruch quotes as halacha. Tavua Linasi in Kuf Tzadik Beis, Vinis Paisa, Tzricha Leishev, Shivanikiyim, Bein Gedola, Bein Ketana, Fila Bodkath, Mavashas Tviya, Umasa Tahora, even if she checked herself, Mavashas Tviya, and she found herself Tahora, Shema Machmas Chibad Rasa, Tipat Nav Gachardo, Velahergisha, Umon is Zayin, Mimachras, Yom Hatviya, Venus Vicha, Saktara, the Chulu. You count the 7 days. Asks the Taz. The Taz quotes the Magen Mishnah that this is a Durabanan. Te Mechmir Begzerazos. Umin Atorah Muter is Gemur. Really Daraisa, she's Muter, but it's a Gzera Durabanan. Shafila Harifilu Rasa Belar Gasha Minatorah Tzbeya. Because after all, there was no Hargasha here. So it's for sure a Durabanan. So here, even if you don't find anything. So this is a Chumrat Rabbanan. That's what the Taz assumes, and that's why he says, Ubaze Nichali, and because it's a Chumrat Rabbanan, it's not really a Chash Daraisa, that's why it fits in what it talks about a couple of stories in Tanakh. It says in the first parak in Sota, Gabi Tamar, Vateshe Bepesach Einayim, Shenitzna Einayim Lidvareha, Sha'amra Li Yehuda, Tahora Ani Minida. Right, she says to Yehuda, I'm Tahora. And then they were together right away. Wasn't she nispayis to him? V'cheimatzinu barus, shenichnas alivitas ha-shabawas, achar shetavla, v'kasha ha-tzrichim shetshivanikiyim, achar shenispayisu biyachad, Lisa, zeh. What about Tamar? What about Rus? Why aren't we worried about Dam Chimud? So the answer is, because maybe there wasn't such a gzera yet. V'yamashakasati nicha, that dayan lohais a gzera zos. The gzera didn't exist yet, it was a gzera drabanan, and that's why it didn't exist yet. Then the Taz says, Tzarech Ian, when did the Gzeira start? The Tzarech Ian, Kivet Shumi Drabanan, Hechen Matzinu, Shechichu, Gzeira Zu. Where's the beginning of this Gzeira? De Ibi Ahi, De Rava, you want to say, it's Rava? Rava started it in the days of the Amoraim? Tavu Alinasi, Vespaisa, Shrikha, Shalashishiv, Nekiyam, Verava, Hushim, Sichum, Razu, Biyamav Kasha. No, it can't be Rava, because you have stories elsewhere, you have a story in Yavamis. In Perek HaCholitz, where Rav went to a city, Dar Deshir, and said, who wants to be my wife today? Unusual story. Listen back to the daf when we spoke about it then. Mom, boy, lemevi, itzalioma, who wants to be my wife today? And the Gemara said, 1 minute, what about Rava? Tzricha leishiv shivinikiyim. So, 1 second, Rava was much later. Rava was much later than that story, than Rav. So what's the Gemara asking? So Venira Lee says the Taz, I think, de ba'osa shasha gazru chachamim al haksamim, they were gozer on this. When they made the Gzeira of Ksamim, which was early, right? Then they made this Gzeira too. Why? Because Ksamim already paved the way for being Metame even without Hargasha. So this is another stage. Even without Hargasha, even without Mitzias Kesem. Right? It's one step further. So that's why I think that it would be, that's when they made the Gzeira. Then he ends off the last line, but only Olatarets, maybe Tamar and Rus, there was no Chshash Chimid. Why? Because they were together the second that they were Nispayas. So there wasn't any time for the Damnida to come out. The Miyachin is Pais, Yehuda Ubawaz, Oz Hoyvi Mohem Bamita. The Havila Kimishi Ishto Pas Pasalo, Mashinkin Bisharkala, maybe she's nervous, whatever the reason is, by the Dam Chima, but Lamaisa, they were together right away. So that could solve the problems as well. Okay, that's the Taz, and that's Dam Chima. Interesting story. I think I've quoted it in a Parsha Shir in the past, but it's quoted here. The Chashuki Chemed quotes this in the Chashuki Chemed. The story of Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld. I've heard this story before, but he has a kash on the story. We don't usually think about this. The story about a wedding that was taking place. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, one of the greats from there in Yerushalayim, was at the wedding, and right before the chuppah, the chassan somehow gets cold feet and runs out. Gets cold feet and he's never coming back, and he ran away. And it was told that was it. He's not coming. He can't do it. The kala was so embarrassed. The kala was over the eitzos. Nobody knew what to do. They were all over the eitzos. Nobody knew what to do. Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld was there, and he felt terrible for the family and for the kala. So the story goes, and his grandson said over the story. So we know it's an emes. The grandson of Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld told over the story that Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld went over to the table where the single guys were, and he said to them, "Who is ready to marry this girl?" And whoever is ready to marry this girl, I promise, Tzmura Zos, Ani Maftiach Lo Chayim, Usharm Lo Kalachayim, and children that are Tamidi Chachamim, and Bali Midas, Vechulu, I give him a tremendous bracha. One guy raises his hand, his Rebbe, okay, I'll do it. He meets the Kala for a few minutes, it sounds very unusual to us, but who knows exactly the other details. He meets the Kala, and after a few minutes they decide, wonderful, and the marriage goes on, and Kachava, this bachar was zochet too, and this kala was zochet to tremendous tamidei chachamim and bali midos and dore doros of wonderful, wonderful zera. So the question is, the Rav Zilberstein asked on the story, but what about Dam Chimud? What about Dam Chimud? So do we say that because she was nispais to marry one guy, so then that's it, even if she's going to marry another guy? So, unclear. He says maybe he let them get married, but he didn't allow them to have beer that night. Maybe he held out like a chuppas nida. Maybe that detail nobody knew about. Either way, this is the amazing story that what he would do to save somebody from busha, to save the kala from busha, he was able to do this. And this boy was zochet too, and this kala was zochet to generations. Okay, that's a story. We continue. Amar Rava, statement number two of Rava, Isha. A woman when she does chafifa, as we know, a woman has to prepare herself to go to the mikvah. On a daraisa level, the Gemara says in Bava Kamma, she just has to look around and make sure she does not have any chatzitzes, so that she doesn't have any interference that's going to interfere between the water and her body. So l'chadchila, she just looks around. But chazal or mesakein, already based on Ezra HaSofer, that she does chafifa, she scrubs around. Most Rishonim assume chafifa on the daraisa level is on the drabana level. The kind of role is her hair, but the minhag is to scrub her whole body, to take a bath, to take a shower, to make sure that she's ready to go to the mikvah. So, lo tachav lo, b'neser v'lo b'chol, she should have used these cleansing agents. B'neser, mishin d'bakante. If neser rips out hair and we're worried that that hair is going to get tangled up with other hair and cause chatzitza. U'b'chol, sands, she shouldn't use mishin d'misrach, because that causes hairs to be stuck together, and again, it would cause chatzitza. She shouldn't use these. V'yamar ha-meirim, b'shid ha-rava, number three. Isha lo tachav v'lo b'chamin, she should use warm water, v'lo b'tzonin, she shouldn't use cold water. V'afilo b'chavi t'chama, she could even use water heated by the sun. Right, not like Shabbos, where Bishul is only Be'esh. Sony, my time, although why can't she use cold water? Bishul to Kariri, because it's cold, Umashri Mazi will cause hair to be hard. And again, all of these are suggestions. She shouldn't use that because it would create chatzitzas. V'yama Rava number four. La'olam yomar adam betok beso, shite isha madicha beso. She should make sure to wash out her beso kamateha, the folds in her body. Where her body, meaning in her underarms or under the dadim, right, all of that a woman has to make sure to be mediyef, to make sure there is, to wash out, to make sure there's no chatzitzas there. Meisvei, is that really true? She has to check that. Beis ha-kamatim, beis ha-storim, einan srichan l'biyasmayim. But water doesn't have to come there. Water doesn't have to touch every, under every fold in her body. She just goes in. Normally, doesn't need bias mayim. So Gemara says, no, nehid de bias mayim lo bi'inan, makom haroy lo bias mayim bi'inan. She doesn't need water actually to come there, but she needs the potential for water to come there. And there can't be any chatzitzes that would prevent water from touching her body if water would come there. Like in her mouth. A woman cannot have a chatzitz in her mouth. In Beis HaStarim, she can have something stuck between her teeth, even though she doesn't have to open her mouth in the mikvah. But she has to make sure there's nothing there, as long as it's ra'ui l'bi esmayim. Kidder Rebbe Zera, like the second, the Rebbe Zera's the main event on Amad Aleph and the main event on Amad Beis. Kidder Rebbe Zera, Dam Rebbe Zera, kol ha'roi l'bila ein bila ma'kevespo, v'hashein roi l'bila bila ma'kevespo. What's the context of Rebbe Zera about bila? Rebbe Zera, the context is in Maseches Menachos, where if somebody is nodeh, if somebody volunteers to give a carbon mincha with a certain amount of flour, so only 60 Isaron are allowed to be put into one kli, because 61 Isaron would not be able to mix properly. So only 60 in each kli. You don't even have to mix it with the Evid. Yeah, but you need Ra'ui Labila. You need Ra'ui Labila able to be mixed, and therefore, that's the Dittiv Rebbe Zera, but that's quoted in many, many other contexts of Ra'ui Labila. There's a lot to talk about here. Maybe let's just do Tosis. Again, we'll talk more about Reb Zera tomorrow, but let's just do Tosis. Tosis says, interestingly, here, you need Roy Labila. In other cases where Reb Zera comes up, there's still a lechatchila for it to actually happen. Here, there's not even a lechatchila for Bias Mayim. Not even a lechatchila for Bias Mayim. It just has to be Roy Labila Mayim. As Tosos, Yim Tamar, third to last skinny line. Amailo Be'inon, this is a very important Tosos. The first half of the Tosos is also very important about what the source is. Vim Tamar, Amailo Be'inon, Be'esmayim Lechadchila, Be'beis Astarim, Kamo Bila, Be'kriya, Be'chalisa, Be'bikurim, Lechadchila, you have to mix the flour and the oil by the Megillah, by the Mincha, by Kriyas Chalitza, Lechadchila, you have to call the Psukim, by Bikurim, Lechadchila. So here too, this Reb Zera, the same din of Reb Zera that applies, but here there's not even a lechatchila. There's no lechatchila for a woman to leave her mouth open. V'yishlomar says Tosa is very important. Dein svara gabi tfila. Shol hikpita Torah ela sheyitar ha'adam. L'maisa. This is a matir. There's no such thing as a lechatchila or b'dieved by a matir. Only by mitzvos and not by matirim. Yes, chalitza might have a matir element, but it's also a mitzvah. This Tosfos is very important for each of these contexts. It's impossible to say, oh, lechatchila, the matir, the tefillah, you should do it this way, but the evidence works this way. No, a matir is a matir. Avobilo, mikra bikurim, mechalitza, mitzvos ninu, hilkach lechatchila levid. Beautiful lamdish Tosfos, only by mitzvos do you have lechatchila, but the evidence, how to do it, lechatchila, do the mitzvah this way, but the evidence, you're still yotzei doing it this way. But by a matir, you either, it's either mutter or usser. It's either tar or tame.
And therefore, you don't have l'chadchila b'di'eved by matir. The first simon in the Ginas Egos, in Rav Shefta's third sefer, Lamdis, the third simon in the Ginas Egos, it is entitled l'chadchila u'b'di'eved b'mitzvahs. U'b'di'eved mitzvahs, that he talks about in a little bit, talks about this tosis. He calls l'chadchila b'di'eved b'mitzvahs atorah, chalitza, and other l'chadchila b'di'eved, kiddush, v'chulu. That is an important tosis. Okay, we are up to, maybe let's just do one more Rava, and then we'll start tomorrow with a beautiful Ha'ara on Rabbi Zeira. V'yamar Rava, you know what? We'll stop here. V'yamar Rava, we'll start with the second wide line on tomorrow, and Meshach, we'll get into more Rabbi Zeira and other issues that come up. Okay, we will stop here.